to Carpenter Shop International Church. We build people. CSIC is a church whose mission is to love all people, win them to Christ, build them in discipleship, and send them out to fulfill their destiny. At CSIC, our core values are inclusion. We thrive on diversity. Everyone matters. It's exciting. Worship, discipleship, fellowship, evangelism, care. CSIC loves people, all people. Hashtag love win, build sin. Check us out on Facebook at Carpenter Shop International Church or on YouTube at CSIC Media. Or join us in person on Sundays at 10 a.m. or Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop family and friends, and we want to welcome all guests today. If you're able to, can you stand and worship with us?
I'd rather be. No place.
all become more aware of God's presence. Because in our walk with life, we're learning that in His presence, cancer stands no chance. In His presence, the worries of yesterday and the worries of tomorrow stand no chance. In His presence, guilt stands no chance. In His presence, addiction has no ground. God, we thank You, and we pray to be more aware of Your presence. I want to be so caught up in His presence that I can't even stand, Lord.
Else we'll do. for you, Lord. We understand that Jesus is God in the flesh. But because of that flesh, I can only imagine those moments where Jesus felt heavy. Because here's the thing. You know, we're in a season of giving. I think we're all pretty clear on that. But a lot of times what we forget is that giving comes with sacrifice. Because sometimes I'm giving what I don't have. Sometimes I'm giving what little I have. Imagine having to sacrifice your life for the sake of humanity. Not just your family, but families that are connected to your families. Families that your family may not ever meet. And here's the beautiful thing about the sacrifice of our Father, of our Savior, is that He didn't do it because He had to. He did it because He loved us. Love was the ultimate sacrifice. And so we'll never know. We'll never know what it took to come into the world as a baby and to live a life as one of us, just to know that one day, a sacrifice was going to have to be made. And so this morning, I want us to worship not just for the things that God has done for us. Kai just sung a song about not asking for blessings. And so this morning, as we raise our hands, I don't want it to be from a place of God. I want this. I'd like this. But just, Lord, thank you. I never know how much it costs you. With hands lifted all over this building, Father, we thank you. Thank you that your sacrifice was ultimate and that we would be nothing without it. That we'll never know how much it costs you to bear the sins and the shame and the guilt and the darkness that tries to take over our lives. But Father, thank you. Thank you for your birth. Thank you. Thank you that you saw the end from the beginning, and that we have a chance. We have an opportunity to spend a forever with you. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon the cross. 'Cause you are more than life to me, Jesus. Oh, you are more than life to me, you said.
You are more than life.
You mean the world to us. You are more. But you stay the same, Lord. You are more than
life.
You are more than life to me. Yeah. You mean everything to me, your God.
On Jesus this morning. Let's begin to lift up Jesus in our hearts over everything that would hold us back, over every weight that would bring us down, over every attempt of the enemy to distract us from Jesus. Let's exalt Jesus right now all over this room, over everything else, because he is the one who sits on the throne. He is high and lifted up above it all. And so we keep our eyes on Jesus. Come on, let's sing it.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Keep your eyes on
him. Keep your eyes.
He's right there
on
with you.
Jesus.
Keep your eyes on him.
Keep your eyes on
Jesus.
Jesus.
song that we sang this morning says, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And the thing about that song is that you can't just sing it. You can't just sing, Father, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Because the song is about not just going through the motions. It's about what do you do when the music fades? What do you do when it gets quiet? What do you do when you don't have all the noise and all the bells and all the whistles and you can't just go through the motions when it's just you and God? So can we just enter in a little bit deeper to worship this morning? Can we begin to focus our eyes just a little bit more on Jesus as we begin to sing again? Let's lift our hands. Let's close our eyes. And I want you in your own words to begin to just lift up a sound to heaven. And begin to tell God who He is. And begin to lay down your heart before Him once again. Jesus, we love you, Lord. Jesus, we give ourselves to you. Jesus, we turn our eyes. We ask you to come in and take over. We surrender again. We say yes to you again. We surrender our lives to you. Come and have it all. Come and have it all. Come and have your way in us. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. King of kings. King of glory, come in. 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 King of glory, King of glory. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Oh, 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 oh. God, we thank you for breakthrough right now happening all over this room. God, we thank you for miracles happening right now. God, we thank you for chains being broken right now as we exalt the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for fresh energy. Lord, a renewal in our spirits right now. We thank you for resurrection life flowing through our bones this morning. Father, we declare that great things are ahead. Father, we declare that life is in front of us and our best days are yet to come. Lord, we thank you for the new thing that you're about to do in us. God, we thank you for the new thing that you're about to do in this church. Lord, we bless you and we say yes to your will. Come and have your way. Father, we step in to the new thing. God, we step in to the new season and we say yes. Jesus, we are thankful and excited for what you have in front of us. Come, Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way. And the people of God said, amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a big, mighty, powerful hand of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, lift up a praise to the King. Oh, he's worthy, 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 worthy. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated if you can. It is such a joy to be in God's house. It's such a joy to worship Him. He's always so faithful to bless us when we lift up a praise to Him. If this is your first time with us, we want to welcome you to Carpenter Shop International Church. We would love to get to know you. After the service, you can meet us at the Welcome Center in the foyer so that we can give you a gift and a personal welcome to our church. And if you're tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. Wherever you are, we're glad that you're worshiping with us today. We have some exciting things happening in the church, and there's a video that's going to tell you a little bit more about that right now.
This Christmas, we are going to have a bash. A gingerbread bash, that is. What's a gingerbread bash, you ask? It's a party for Jesus, where you get to build a gingerbread nativity, play games, hear the Christmas story from the Bible, sing songs, and discover the greatest gift ever. It's going to be so much fun! So tell your parents to put it on the calendar and bring your friends too, because this is one bash you do not want to miss.
If you have plans to attend the Gingerbread Bash, if you're going to bring your kids today and you have not registered, make sure that you do that. Today is the last day. You have to register by 1 p.m. Don't wait till after church, because what's going to happen after church, you're going to go to lunch and then you're going to forget. So go ahead and pull out your phone right now, if that's you, and make sure you scan this QR code that you see on the screen. This is your last opportunity. And we are coming up on the end of the year. As the worship team, what's that? How do you scan the code? Thank you for asking, Rico. How do you scan the code? So if you pull out your cell phone and you click the camera and you just wave that camera right in front of the screen and let it focus on that QR code, it's going to pull up a registration page for you. So we want to make sure that everybody knows how to do that. And if you need assistance, make sure you ask somebody. Just wave your hand and an usher or a security guard will help you. A five-year-old will actually be more helpful, so just ask your kid. We are coming up, as the worship team comes back, we are coming up on the end of the year. So if you have plans for end-of-the-year giving, if you want to make a donation to the renovations that we have going on in the church, there's a designation for that in the app or online, wherever you're giving from. If you are wanting to use the opportunity to catch up on your tithes and make sure that you're being faithful to give 10% or more to the Lord. We want to be faithful to God with what He's entrusted to us. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing. And someone said to me once, you can never outgive God. God will always bless you more than you could ever give to anyone else. And so as we give to the Lord, we know that God blesses us and we can expect a harvest. We can expect a return on what we sow into the ground, because God is a God of sowing and reaping. And so you have today and you have two more Sundays to get your gift in by the end of the year if you want a tax-deductible credit for this year. It has to be in our hands by December 31st or postmarked by that date, so don't delay on that. There are several ways to give. The easiest way is to use the QR code on the screen that we all know how to use now, so we don't have any excuse. What's that? The QR code is coming. There it is. I love it when people keep me in check. Thank you for the help this morning. And if you want to be old school, that's totally fine. We still love you. You can use a cash or check. Just put your email in the memo so that we can send you a giving receipt, and you can make your way forward at this time to drop your offering in the buckets. If you're tuning in online, just click the link that you see on your screen. God bless you as you give.
Good morning, Carpenter Shop. So this next song that we're going to do, How He Loves Us. You know, we've sung this song so many times, but it's had a different meaning to me. God loves us no matter what. He loves us the way we are. He loves us in the worst of times. He loves us when we are the worst that we've ever been. And all I can say is thank God. Thank God that He loves me. Thank God that He loves you for being you. If you have no idea what it feels like to experience God's love, don't leave today. Don't walk out of this building and not know what that feels like. I've said it so many times, it's a lonely place to be without God. And even now, sometimes, the past 2 weeks I've done this, and I'm just being real. I have tried to handle my life's problems alone. And every time I try, I fail badly. And I find myself on my knees, thinking I'm alone. But I'm not. Thank God. I'm not. I have a wonderful husband. I have a beautiful family. I have the best church family in the world. But without God, I have nothing. You have nothing. You can have a beautiful home, the most expensive car, all the money in the world, but you have nothing without God's love. love. Come right here. Come. Feel it. Feel Jesus in your heart. Don't do this alone, guys. I know you're out there. I know you're out there. Don't hide. He sees you. He sees your heart. And he knows that you need him. The grace in his eyes, grace is an ocean we're all seeking. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have ways to love you, God, am I?
Oh, how he loves.
am sorry, guys. But I'm not sorry for exposing me. Don't you be afraid to do that. You know, I told somebody yesterday. I've been coming here for a year and a half. Yes, I've been in church the majority of my life. But being in church and being with God, they are not the same. I have been a body sitting in church for so many years. Just a body going through the rituals. And guess what I didn't know? I didn't know God's love. And I'm not saying that my life is easy. My husband can tell you my life isn't easy. There's one reason I felt like, man, I don't deserve him. But guess who told me that? Sure wasn't God. God says, I love you. You deserve it. Don't be his body just sitting here. I beg you, please don't be a body just sitting here coming. Yeah, the music is great. I love this worship team. They are my family. Everybody here is my family. I feel a connection here that I've never felt before. But God is here. The Holy Spirit is always here. When I can't come to church, I am so lost. I'm so lost without him. And when I step foot in this door, guess what I feel? The love of God. Because it's always here. I told somebody yesterday, you know, we kind of laughed after church was over last Sunday because Pastor said, how many of you smoke weed? And I'm not telling anybody to go do that. How many of you drink alcohol? And guess what? Every one of us in here raised our hands because we've all done something. But the good thing about it is that you all know Jesus. And you're experiencing the love of God. And he forgave you no matter what. He forgave you. And you're sitting here in this church today with that, knowing that God loves you. And if you're not, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to come here and say, God, I am yours. I want to experience your love like this one does and like that one does. I want it. I don't want to feel empty and lost. I've been there. And even as Christians, sometimes we still do, don't we? Yeah, we do. Because we fall back into the ways of the world and think, oh my, I can do this all by myself. I got this. I don't need any help. And then you fail. I do. I fail badly. And again, thank God. Thank God that he loves me. Never gonna leave me no matter what.
My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then, one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, "How is that good news?" And she said, "I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses." "The pauses," she said, "the pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note." Now, I was frustrated and said, "How can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world?" Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. And that's when I realized George the good news she was talking about.
Praise the Lord, joy to the world. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. The Lord has come, y'all. Amen. The first time, anyway. Amen. Let's stand and sing that together before we preach the word this morning. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Father, in the name of Jesus, mighty and strong, we come before you today, God, with a request on our hearts. I bear the same request as Holly does. If there are those that are in this room today that are not walking in the joy of the Lord, if there are those that are watching online that are not walking in the joy of the Lord, that today would be their day of joy. Today, the third week of Advent, today, the candle of joy, may it be lit in the heart of every person who's far away from you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Man, why don't you smile at somebody before you're seated this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sleep in heavenly peace. Amen. Well, today, we have a simple yet beautiful message on the week of joy. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And that's the concentration on this third week of Advent. What does Advent mean? Advent means it's coming, okay? His coming, his arrival. And so I'm asking Liz to come this morning and light our third candle. And then she's going to pray a prayer about the spirit of joy. And when she prays, you're going to say, "Well, I don't know what she's saying." Here's a clue for you. She's not talking to you. Okay, all right.
Gracias, Señor, por dejarnos estar aquí hoy. Bendice a todas las familias que están aquí y le pedimos, Dios, que nos llene de alegría. Dear Lord, thank you for letting us be here today. Let us listen to your word and receive it and fill us up with joy, Lord. And thank you for all the joy you give, bring into our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Liz. The candle of joy. Remember, Matthew records the birth of Jesus in his gospel. And He recalls the prophetic word of Isaiah in chapter 7 and chapter 8 of Matthew's gospel. In chapter number 1, here's a couple of verses that are important to us this morning. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said. Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Through the prophet, verse 23, the virgin will conceive and will give birth to a son, and they will call him, here we go, Emmanuel, which means what? God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. That's the real joy. The real joy is that God came to earth to be with us in the life of Jesus Christ. He was born, he grew to fulfill God's plan in his life, and he ministered, and he fulfilled God's plan, and he died to save us. And we're all amazed that God would enter our world, and it was so marred with sin. But he did so with a purpose. God did this with a purpose. The purpose is also stated in Matthew's gospel. If you back up one verse to verse 21, it says, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus in Hebrew. All right, maybe a few of you. Yeshua. Okay, you'll discover when you go to Israel that J's may be seen. You may see the letter J, but they're never pronounced. Jesus is Yeshua. What does Jesus mean? What does his name mean? His name means Jehovah is salvation. Jehovah is salvation. His name is Jesus. So she'll give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name. Name is an indication of character, because he will do what? He will save his people from their sins. Jehovah is salvation. Yeshua, Jesus. That's what the angel of the Lord said to Joseph, as the angel of the Lord was literally preparing Joseph for what was about to happen. And it did happen. Jesus was born. Jesus was brought into this world. And he did bring joy into this world. It did happen. And we accept him. When we accept him into our lives, then and only then is when we experience joy into our lives. What is joy? What is joy? Joy is defined as a state of gladness that's not contingent upon things. Amen? It's a state of gladness that has nothing to do with things. Now, I'll be happy if you give me things. People have given me things. In fact, somebody gave me this morning. I don't know who the source of it is, but I'll find out. I have about a 3-foot-long shoehorn, so that all you got to do is put your foot in there and go poop like that and pull it up. I don't have to bend over to put my shoes on. They must have given it to me because they seen I was having trouble. I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about that when I find out who it's from, okay? But it's a real easy shoehorn, all right? You just put your foot in there and pull up on the device, and hey, your shoes are on your feet. If you could give me one that would tie my shoes, I'd appreciate that as well, all right? All right, whoever you are, find one that will tie my shoes. I tried it at home, okay? That little device that you speak to, okay? Hey, tie my shoes, and she'll say something smart back to you, all right? Anyway, I always have fun with that. One day I was sitting in the house, and I said, Alexa, clean this house up. She said, Wallace, that's your job. Okay, all right, I got it. All right, I got it. All right. Joy comes to our lives, and joy doesn't come to our lives for the sake of making us happy. Joy comes to our life to give us a sense of inner peace, inner peace. And you know what I've discovered in this world? Things can't bring you that. I know people with a lot of things, and it seems like that, you know, seems like thing after thing after thing, and still there's no peace. I know someone just recently who made a large purchase, really large purchase. And I was thinking, why are you doing that? Because the thing that they were purchasing, they already had 4 or 5 others. Okay? And I thought, why do you need another one? The other ones are just, they're there and you're not even using them. And they made another large purchase, and somehow or another, I think that they're looking at it like, hey, it might bring some sense of fulfillment. Things will just not do it. A thing cannot deal with the issues of your heart. Okay? So, you know, if you give me things, it will make me happy. Try it. All right? Just try it. Some of y'all didn't get that, okay? Okay, you got it. If you give me things, I'll be happy. But you can't give me anything that will bring me the sense of joy that God wants in all of our lives. You can't. It can't happen. It can't happen. You'll be happy on Christmas morning. Some of you will open up that laptop. Some of you will see that big screen TV that you've always wanted. For some, it may be a hoverboard. That's what my grandkids are calling for, hoverboards. Hoverboards? You don't even have anywhere to ride it around the kitchen, okay? So, listen, things will make you happy, but things will not bring you joy. How many of you have discovered that you have a storage place? Like for some of you, it might be a barn. For some of you, it might be a garage. For some of you, it might be extra rooms in the house. And you just have habitually gone to that place, opened the door or raised the door, and put it in there and say, look, I'll deal with this later. Then later comes, two years, three years or whatever. I did this just a few weeks ago, and I made probably four or five trips to the dump because there were things in there that I just couldn't find value in anymore. And so I said, hey, it's got to go, you know, got to go. And then the guy at the garbage dump, he was like, you throwing that away? I said, yeah, I am. He said, wow, let me have that, okay? Two or three more items go off. You chunking that too? Yeah. And when I left there after my trash, he had two or three little things that he saw as his treasure, okay? He saw some value in it. For me, I was done with it, okay? For me, it wasn't worth sitting out in the yard and trying to ask $3 for it and let somebody Jew me down for $1. Like, will you take less for it? Just take it, okay? My neighbors get all upset about my yard sales. I put a bucket, a five-gallon bucket, on a big old pole out there, and I took a Sharpie on the side and wrote, look, give what you're willing, take it away, drop the money in here, and I put a slot on the bucket. I've been doing that for years. When I lived over here in the parsonage, Mr. Reed got so upset. He got so upset because he would call the parsonage, you know, and he would say, Wallace, a man just took something from your yard sale, and he didn't put anything in the bucket. I said, it's okay, Mr. Reed. It's all right. I'm not going out there, okay? I want to get rid of that stuff. And here's the reality of it. The stuff can't bring you joy. You know, you lose some things that are tangible and it's not a big deal. It may be when you first lose it, but you lose something that's intangible. Lose a loved one. Come on, y'all. Lose a loved one. Lose someone dear to you, and you realize that joy is not found in things. Joy is found in relationship. First and foremost, relationship with God. And then God has a great pattern in his word that talks to us about the value of loving him first and then doing what? Loving others. Last week I talked to you about peace. Peace with God and then peace with who? Peace with other people. And so you find joy in relationships with other people. Joy is that state of gladness that you have that has nothing to do with things. It has everything to do with Jesus. Your joy is complete in him. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 14. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause you, here we go, great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Jesus is the joy that you and I experience. Jesus is the joy that we have, the inner peace that we have, the state of gladness that we have in our hearts. Even when things externally, here we go, may not be happy. We may have confusion and some chaos and some hurt, some disappointment going on the outside, but that cannot steal the joy and the inner peace that is on the inside. That's why in the Old Testament, the prophet said that there was a state of joy that would literally help us in difficult times. Nehemiah said it this way, chapter 8, verse 10. He said, the joy of the Lord will be what for me? Strength. The joy of the Lord will be my strength to make it through the journey. The joy of the Lord will be my strength to make it through the difficult times. Just this past year, I had the incredible opportunity to leave the city of Lahore, Pakistan, and drive for about a couple of hours out into the rural areas and stand out there on the barren, dry sands of Pakistan and meet some people who had literally had no joy. All their joy was stripped from them. They had no healthy relationships. Some of them did not know Jesus. We had a pastor out there who extends his time, his hand, his heart to lead them to Christ and to teach them the truths of God's word. But the reality of it is they were enslaved. First, yes, enslaved to the bondage of sin, but secondly, enslaved as a prisoner, a slave. Take a look at this picture. On the left, you see a couple. I took this picture myself. This couple was introduced to me probably about 30 days before the picture was taken on the right. Can you just look at with me and see a difference in what it means when they were enslaved? Look at the clenching of their flesh around their eyes, like, you know, I'm standing here, you can take a picture. Well, the message, according to my friend that was with me, is, look, everybody takes their picture. And they ask us sometimes, why do people take our pictures? Nobody does anything. They're always taking our pictures, but nobody does anything. Well, guess what you did? You did something. This is the picture on the right, the day that this couple have left the enslaved life and moved to the free life, and the same couple is standing there before you, and their whole countenance has changed. They have a reason to smile now. They're a part of Consuming Fire Church. Just yesterday, they were in service worshiping Jesus, living in a new home. Not a new home in the concept of what you think about it in the Western way. This is their new home. This little door, this metal door, one room. One room the entire family stays in with a shared cooking area and a shared bathroom facility. And the husband on the left has been given an opportunity to go in business for himself. And rather than making $3 a day, making bricks to pay a debt, his debt has now been paid. And he doesn't have to make bricks anymore. He's selling vegetables. Just this past week, we purchased him a rickshaw to be able to drive, to be able to pull a little trailer so that he can get his vegetables to the table in time to sell them every day and to make a living. He now knows joy. He is a part of Consuming Fire Church. The pastor says he and the family have been very faithful, always there, always smiling, always running him down saying, thank you, Pastor. Thank you for what you did. They're experiencing true joy. Here's a family making bricks. The whole family, mom, dad, three children, making bricks. And this is another family that I had the privilege of meeting, and you paid their way out of slavery, and this is them today. Leaving their place of slavery and getting on the trailer and driving to their newfound home. You got a picture of that, Denise? The next one? There you go. Happy faces, happy family. What they're sitting on, you can't see it, but see the thing that the young man has his hand on? That's the legs of his bed turned upside down. The bed is sitting on the trailer. It's like a pallet with stilts. And they're all sitting on it, and they're moving their possessions with just a few kitchen items, some blankets, and what clothing they have. And they're going to be going down the path here and finding their apartment again. One room, but they move from slavery to freedom. They understand now what it means to have a sense of joy. Beautiful family. Wouldn't you agree with me? Beautiful family that I'll have the occasion this year to shake their hand and to allow them to say, thank you, thank you. I got so many videos and so many pictures of them, little clips that day that they moved. It was a happy day for them. But not only was it a happy day, it was a day that was filled with joy because everything about relationship in their life had changed. And so it's an honor to be able to
to see that God has a people who care. God has a people who care. And God has a people who care enough to share the joy with other people. Share the joy with other people. It's so important for us in this holiday season to make sure that we're about the mission of God's heart. We're about the mission of God's heart to love people and to extend our hands and our hearts toward them. It's an honor to bring the good tidings of great joy in practical ways. I would ask you to pray and ask the Father to help you. Lord, give me a sense of purpose to help bring joy to other people. I've said it before, if you don't give to missions, make that a goal for you in 24, to start 24 off with a purpose and a mission to help change the lives of people, not only here, but around the world. It's a great honor today to know that the pastor here gives, in Pakistan, gives us a great report. Pastor, these people are faithful. They're at the church every Sunday, and they're so happy because their lives have changed. They find purpose, and they find value. No, they won't be looking Christmas morning for a new hoverboard or a laptop or a flat-screen TV. They'll be thanking God that there were some people in a little town in the United States, in the state of North Carolina, that sent them a sense of real joy and a God who loves them, introduced them to the ways of God, and allowed them to walk that out. God, help us to be purposeful in what we do in sharing the joy of God's love with other people. Let's bow our heads this morning. Our Father and our God, as we come to you today, Lord, we come with the reality of knowing that you know exactly where we are in our life and in our living. You know us today. You know whether or not we have a sense of real peace and joy in our hearts, or you know whether or not we are struggling. Lord, there may be some of us, yes, we know Christ, but something has come to attack our joy. And Lord, we know that the only real joy that we can have is when our relationship with you is nurtured, is inspired, is shared, is interchanged. And so, God, we ask you to help us today to embrace you, God, afresh and anew, in a way like perhaps we haven't in a while. I pray this in Jesus' name. Let's stand together, if you would. Is there anyone here this morning that you would simply say, Pastor, I must admit there's a struggle for me. You know, I listened to the worship team this morning, and I saw Holly make an effort to say, come, please come. And I was saying, Lord, you know, I sense the same thing this morning. I sense that there's struggles in this room that indicate that there's an effort on the part of the enemy. John 10:10, Jesus said these very things. He said, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Are you struggling today? Is there anyone who's struggling today? I would just ask you to step out of your seat and come. Stand around this table. Stand around this table with me for just a moment. And we're going to extend our hands to you. We're going to extend our hearts to you. And ask the Father to rekindle. Just stand around this table. Rekindle the fire. Rekindle the fire of purpose. Rekindle the fire of purpose and joy in the lives of your people. Come on, are there others? Just step out of your seat. Pastor, I'm struggling. Listen to those words.
Sing that verse again, would you? Someone just to come and stand behind each one of these. Just place your hands on their shoulders. The candle of joy is lit before you today. The presence of God is here. Christ is in your heart. But yet there are times the thief comes and he tries to steal. He tries to steal your joy. He tries to kill. He tries to kill the source of inspiration and blessing and provision in your life, in relationship with Christ. And Jesus says faithfully, I've come that you might have life. Faithfully, that you might have life. Lord, we bless our brothers and our sisters today, not only here in this room, but those that are watching online today, we bless them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we release the spirit of joy today. Joy unspeakable, the Bible says, and full of glory. We release the spirit of joy today in the hearts of your people, God. And Lord, we thank you that you alone are our source. You alone. We join with Nehemiah today that says, he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And today I receive strength renewed, God, to walk right out of this valley that I find myself in. I receive that today in Jesus' mighty name, because you made a way. You made a way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You made a
cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles, Lord, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing
that's impossible.
And we're standing here only because you made. And we're standing here only because you.
Way.
don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way.
Cause you move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. Lord, there is nothing that's impossible.
Hallelujah. Hadi, I hear the Lord saying to you, I know you in the secret place. I've seen you in the quiet place. I've seen you in the dark place, says the Lord. And I say unto you this day, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. The King of glory has come in. The King of glory has come in to abide with you. The King of glory has come in to dwell with you. The King of glory has come in to strengthen you. Be of good courage, my dear, says the Lord. Be of good courage. Your strength is found in me. Be of good courage. Open your eyes and see the King of glory move into your situation. Wash over you. Watch over you. Watch over you, declares the Lord. I've seen you in the secret place, declares the Lord. I've seen you in the quiet place. I've seen you in the dark place. And I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I am your strength, declares the Lord. Come on, give the Lord praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shiva Baba Kora Manda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You alone are my heart's desire. To worship you as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after you. Understand the tactics of the evil one. Jesus said it plainly in John 10:10. He comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. But he said, I've come that you might have life. One translation says abundant. The other one says that you might have it to the full. There are days in our lives where we just don't feel like we're living it to the full. Come on. You know? It's just true. We're just not getting the max out of it. I preached a funeral just a few months ago for a man that attended this church, and I said of him when I preached the funeral, I said, Sonny Hall was a man that I believe got the juice out of life. He squeezed the juice out of it. I watched him get up in the wee hours of the morning. Pastor Joy and I would see a light coming across the river in the darkness at night. Because when he went fishing, when he devoted a day to fishing, guess what? He devoted the entire day to fishing by himself. He lived beside me for 18 years. And this is what I would see him do on a regular basis. He would leave. Going to get him, bud. Going to get him. I asked Pastor Joy one day, I said, I wonder why he's never said, hey, you want to go fishing? 18 years. He never asked me, hey, would you like to go fishing? But he went out there 18 years by himself and fished. He squeezed the juice out of it. Okay? I want you to make a dogged determination, no matter where you find yourself, to squeeze the juice out of the life that God has given you. Yes, there are times the enemy's going to come and he's going to say, oh, so he is Lord, huh? Yeah. There's going to be times when you're going to doubt your salvation. There's going to be times when you're going to say, you know what, I don't understand why they're doing so well and we're struggling. You're going to find all kinds of reasons why you can surmise that you're not really where you would like to be or should be in your journey with God. Can I just say something very simple to you? Welcome to life, okay? Welcome to life. You'll have ups and downs. Pastor Joy asked me not too many days ago, are you happy? I said, yeah, I'm happy most of the time. I said, but sometimes I get into these little places. I wouldn't say that I'm depressed, but sometimes I go into these little places and I feel like, wow, I just feel not really like I'd like to feel. Come on. But I said, here's the good thing. I don't stay there long. Okay. He walks with me through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, come on, y'all. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, I speak blessing. I speak the goodness and the mercy of the Lord over your people today. I speak the joy of the Lord over your people today. Nehemiah said it was strength to him. I speak that over your people today. I speak that over the people that are watching online today. May your joy be so experienced in the lives of your people, and may it be strength to us in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Come on, y'all. Let him know how you feel. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in the presence of God. Thank you for being a part of the worship service today. God bless you. God love you. Be with you. Don't forget this afternoon, the gingerbread bash, if you're bringing your kids to that. God bless you. Travel safely.